Time for part two with Bear from Bear's Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco at the south end of Lake Ogibbic. And this is the second half of our talk, continued from our last outdoor report. Okay, could we switch over and talk a little bit about, first of all, the snow conditions in your area? I'm assuming you got more snow in the last week, like most of the UP. Are you getting calls from snowmobilers? Are you seeing more sleds? What's the situation there?
Definitely, just this week now. I mean, where the phone started ringing and people are coming in for the weekend now, especially. We don't have an overabundance of snow, but, you know, everybody's just been waiting and waiting. We finally just got enough snow this last week for the groomers to go out. And trail conditions reports are from poor to fair to good. And that may be all on the same trail.
Yeah.
Because we still have some wet areas and things like that where they need more snow for the groomers to fill them in or freeze over, you know. So It's a definitely early season in the middle of the winter for the snowmobilers as well.
But you have pretty much every trail open in your neck of the woods, though?
Yeah, the trails are all open. That's not a problem there. And the cold weather helped this week with that as well, because we have some areas where the groomers can't get through until it freezes up. But these cold temps are definitely going to benefit that.
Okay. Well, I'd like to ask you quickly if you've heard anything from the lakes a little bit east of you, southeast of you even, you know, the Sylvania Wilderness area to Lockview to Zaire even. Any news?
I haven't. I don't really get a lot of reports from that area because I'm just a little bit too far away, you know. Like, there's been a few guys going out in some of the smaller lakes south of here around Marinesco and that, you know, fishing bluegills and stuff like that, where they've just been walking out there as well on foot, you know.
Okay. Well, what are you carrying there in your bait shop? I never even asked you.
Well, we got bait and tackle here, and like in the wintertime now, we carry sucker minnows, which are primarily the main bait for walleyes and northerns. And then we carry crappie minnows, also spikes and wigglers.
Okay.
And the spikes and the wigglers are baits for the perch and for panfish.
Well, excellent to know, and I appreciate your time, Bear. Anything else you want to throw in?
No, I think we pretty much covered it. Winter's finally come, and we just got to hope for some more snow so everybody can go out and enjoy it.
Yeah, and I think with the slightly warmer temperatures this weekend, the fishing should get, you know, maybe not as good as it was, because it was the best I've ever heard of on Lake Ogibbic earlier
yeah,
this spring.
Yeah, and again, that was because it was, you know, early ice bite, and now we're going to kind of more move to what you'd call a midwinter pattern.
Sure.
Very soon here.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Bear.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
We'll try to catch up with you again soon. Take care.
Yep, bye now.
Bear from Bear's Nine Pines Resort in Marinesco on the south end of Lake Ogibbic, giving us the good reports for snowmobilers and ice fishermen. Thanks for listening to The Outdoor Show.